This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race are debating this hour in the southern state of South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who has been lagging in the polls, said he was determined to come out on top.
I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African-American vote here in South Carolina.
Mr. Biden, will you continue if you do not win South Carolina? You have said that South Carolina will determine the outcome of this presidential race. If you don't win South Carolina, will you continue in this
race? I will win South Carolina.
All right, sir.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was asked to defend New York City's controversial stop and frisk policy that has been linked to racial profiling.
We let it get out of control, and when I realized that, I cut it back by 95%, and I've apologized and asked for forgiveness. I've met with black leaders to try to get an understanding of how I can better position myself and what I should have done and what I should do next time.
Bloomberg entered the race late and is funding his campaign with his personal fortune. But Senator Elizabeth Warren accused him of funding right-wing candidates in the past.
In 2016, he dumped $12 million into the Pennsylvania Senate race to help reelect an anti-choice right-wing Republican senator. And I just want to say, the woman challenger was terrific. She lost by a single point. In 2012, he scooped in to try to defend another Republican senator against a woman challenger. That was me.
Tuesday's debate is not only a chance for the candidates to make an impression on voters in South Carolina, but also on those in the 14 states and one U.S. territory holding primaries March 3rd, a date nicknamed Super Tuesday. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. As Democratic presidential candidates debate tonight, the 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has voiced her support of whomever the Democratic candidate turns out to be. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Shortly before Election Day 2016, Senator Bernie Sanders, who lost the Democratic nomination to Hillary Clinton, said this of his former rival.
On every major issue, Hillary Clinton is far and away the superior candidate.
And now Clinton is returning the favor. The former Secretary of State, who has expressed her skepticism about Sanders, saying nobody likes him in a documentary, now says she will support the Democratic nominee regardless of who it is, adding her top priority was unseating President Trump. I'm Shelley Adler.
An attorney for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein says his client is flabbergasted that he was convicted of rape and sexual assault in New York City this week. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Lawyer Arthur Adela visited Harvey Weinstein at a jail unit in New York's Bellevue Hospital, where Weinstein is being checked for heart palpitations and high blood pressure. Weinstein also says he has a bad back. Adela says it's a normal hospital room, but with armed guards outside.
There are Department of Correction officers in the hallway, and I actually went through more security than I saw Mr. Weinstein go through.
Adela says Weinstein is upbeat but in disbelief about the verdict because he says he's innocent. Weinstein's legal team will appeal the verdict after his sentencing March 11th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A divided Supreme Court is upholding an Arizona man's death sentence. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
James McKinney was convicted of killing two people in home burglaries almost 30 years ago. Justice Brett Kavanaugh rejected the arguments that McKinney should be sentenced again, this time by a jury. He was sentenced to die by a judge. McKinney also argued the court did not fully consider the horrific physical abuse he suffered as a child. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote in dissent she would hold McKinney's death sentence unconstitutional. The Supreme Court ruled in 2002 juries, not judges, must impose death sentences. The Arizona Supreme Court upheld McKinney's sentence in 2018. His past was taken into consideration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his administration is moving closer to a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan. He said a week-long nationwide reduction in violence truce with the insurgent group is holding up so far. The mutually agreed seven-day reduced fighting deal went into effect on Saturday, with U.S.-backed Afghan forces and insurgents committed to avoiding offensive operations. The truce is to culminate on February 29th with the signing of a U.S.-Taliban agreement that would end America's longest war and lead to a phased withdrawal of roughly 13,000 American troops from Afghanistan. Marissa Melton, VOA News.